This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Gee, it's the 1st of March already. Where's the year gone? Doesn't time fly when you're having fun? And speaking about having fun, last Friday night we had a lot of fun at the Tech Night when Charlie, VK5VC, and Peter, VK5PX, gave a very excellent presentation on contesting. Now, they set up a lot of equipment in the room with a nice IC7300 and associated gear with it, including a really big heavy battery and portable solar panels to keep the charge up on the batteries when they're out in the field. And Charlie went on to give all the rules and regs associated with contesting and how to operate and get a really good score and what to do when you're operating the presentation and everything like that, so that you can get operating techniques down to a fine art. Then after the coffee break, we all had a dummy contest where we all used our 2 meter handhelds and tried to contest each other around the room. But I had a bit of trouble. My VX8 was having a lot of trouble receiving stations. There was a lot of noise and it was blocking a lot of the time, but still we had fun. And then at the end of it, we all got a nice cherry ripe as a reward. So thanks very much for that, Charlie and Peter. It was an excellent presentation, and hopefully a lot of people will get enthused and go on the John Moyle contest, which is on the 21st and 22nd of March. So good luck in the contest. Now, the first meeting for this month will be on Friday the 13th, and don't get put off by the date, because it's going to be a very good night. Des, VK5LEA, will be giving us an excellent lecture on reactants. So come along on Friday the 13th and find out some more about electronics. And the Tech Night on Friday the 27th of March will be a lecture by Rob, VK5RC, and he'll be telling us how to build up a really good technical library for the use of amateur radio subjects. So come along on Friday the 27th of March. Now, we've only just found out the other day from the library that our normal space for the coffee club morning will not be available next Wednesday, because they're having a Writers' Week activity in the library on that day. So we all had a bit of a group discussion at the meeting on Friday night, and we've agreed to go to the Cafe Primo across the road in Tea Tree Plaza. So just go in the front there where the new section has been made. There's a lot of restaurants and things there, but you'll find Cafe Primo right next to the Tons of Fun. And we should have tons of fun in the Cafe Primo. So, yeah, next Wednesday will be the coffee club in a temporary location at the Cafe Primo in the Tea Tree Plaza. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. At the February Tech Night, Tim, VK5ZT, gave a very informative presentation on optical communications. Topics included line of sight, distance, non-line of sight, bouncing off clouds, long distance mountain to mountain in Austria and Friedrichshafen, 60 kilometres achieved. Then VK5ZT and VK5ZD records in VK5, including setting a record for 72 kilometres at the 2018 WIA conference, a new VK4 record of 72 kilometres in 2018, as well as a road trip VK5, VK1 and VK2, achieving long distance contacts, a very broad scope presentation and very interesting. Well done, Tim. The upcoming Tech Nights between now and May, 18th of March, semi-portable HF antenna stroke path loss calculation by Ian, VK5ZD. 15th of April, balloon tracking by Paul, VK5NE, and a multimeter calibration event. 20th of May, members show and tell night. The 29th of April is a fifth Wednesday, so ideas and suggestions will be welcome at the general meeting on Wednesday the 4th of March. The weekend of the 21st and 22nd of March is the John Moyle Memorial Field Day, starting at 0100 hours UTC on the 21st and finishing at 0100 hours UTC on the 22nd. The WIA website has the complete rules on the contact logging and scoring for your information. The new callback roster takes effect today, Sunday the 1st of March, with yours truly, the first club of the rank. The club meets on the 1st and 3rd Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's updates from the South East Radio Group. Having got you all excited with our news of a possible new repeater last week, you were excited, weren't you? This week will seem a bit dull in comparison. There is a bit going on, but I'm not able to tell you about it at the moment. The boys and girls in Western Victoria are quite excited about the idea of being linked into the Surge repeater network. A number have offered to help, both physical and intellectual, and a working party has been formed, complete with its own Facebook page. At the moment, the group is searching and calling in favours to help get all that is required at the lowest possible price, and the project keeps inching forward. We are waiting on the WIA frequency allocation group to issue us with a call sign and frequencies at this point. In other news, our planning for a new club mobile shack trailer continues, and the specifications and fit-out details are slowly advancing. As that's about all I have for you this week, I'll remind you that we always welcome visitors to the southeast. Put out a call on any of our linked repeaters and you will almost always receive a reply. We also welcome visitors to our meetings, so if you find yourself in the Mount on a Friday evening, please consider joining us at our excellent club rooms in the Reedy Park Centre in O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier. We meet on the first and third Friday of each month. All meetings start on the dot of 7:30 p.m. and are followed by an excellent supper and a chinwag. You will be welcomed. That's your lot for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group wish you all a great week. And I say 7-3 from Surge.
And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Congratulations to Dave, VK5LEX, for his presentation on FT8 on Thursday night after our general meeting. We had a really good roll-up of members and visitors, and Dave ran his presentation in shifts in the shack where he had his computer with WSJTX installed and his radio connected via data connection. Among all the blips and whistles, he made a number of contacts around Australia, showing how it's a little like SMS over the air. Well done, Dave. Our meeting confirmed our program for the next month, when we'll have Mark, VK5QI, give a presentation on Project Horus and balloon chasing on the third Thursday of March. And at our general meeting on the 26th, there will be a short presentation on the theory of soldering by Mao VK5MH. Next week at this time is our buy and sell, and to this date there are 11 tables of sellers offering many treasures to the cohort of buyers. Sellers set up at 8:30 a.m. and buyers in at 10. An entry of $5 gives you a door prize and raffle ticket. Extra raffle tickets are available for purchase as well. There will be a barbecue and tea, coffee and soft drinks. We look forward to seeing you all there at Seaford Meadows Scout Hall, Rowey Avenue, Seaford Meadows, next Sunday. That's all from me, 73 from Skark.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRB, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The Blackwood RSL lunches are on the 2nd and 4th Friday, and the next one will be on the 13th of March. These lunches start at 12 noon and there's no need to book, just turn up. Advance notice of a bargain sale of leftover items from the deceased estate collection. This will be on the 21st of March, that's correct, on the 3rd Saturday morning rather than the 4th Saturday. Honest John is unavailable on the 4th Saturday in March. The next Shack Coffee and Chat morning will be on the 14th of March. Shack sessions start at 9:30 a.m. We're looking for ideas for technical sessions for the 4th Saturday at the Shack and, of course, volunteers to present these sessions. If you have any suggestions, please email me. I'm still filling out the 2020 calendar now. The AGM the week before last went very well and we have two new people on the committee. We ran a special general meeting at the beginning of the evening to amend the constitution. I was the only person who put my hand up for the president's position, but our constitution had a limit of 3 years for that office. That was soon sorted out with a small change to the constitution. We also have another problem. Nominations must be with the committee 28 days before the AGM. This has led to another problem. Shirley, VK5YL, had nominated for the position of secretary, but 2 weeks before the AGM, she had a serious back operation and had to retract her nomination. We're now looking for someone to put their hand up for this position, and under the provisions of the Constitution, we could appoint that person at the first committee meeting for the year. Who would like that position? Send me an email and please volunteer. The new committee is Phil, VK5SRP, as president, Barry, VK5BW, as vice president, Pat Storr as treasurer, and the committee people are Jim, VK5TR, Jeff Southby, VK5TAW, and Greg, VK5ZBD. I will say it again, we're urgently looking for a secretary. Membership is still $20 if paid before the end of March. After that date, it will be $25. Treasurer Pat was very pleased. We had 40 members pay their subs on the night, in addition to quite a few who'd already paid by direct deposit. You can pay in person at meetings or by direct deposit. The details are name, AHARS, AHARS, the BSB 105186, account number 036 248940. And of course, if you couldn't copy that down, you can get it from our website anyway. You can also pay by cheque or money order and post it to AHARS Inc, PO Box 401, Blackwood, SA 5051. The guest speakers for the night were very interesting and was very topical on the subject of bushfire responses. We were originally going to have Peter, VK5APR, and Lewis, VK5FLY. Lewis brought along Matt Bonza, VK5MLB, from the CFS, and we ran out of time for the presentation by Lewis. We will run that another night in the future. Next month's monthly meeting presentation will be by Rubens, VK5FE, and it will be about home brewing radio equipment. Those of you who attend our shack mornings will know what an amazing job Rubens makes of his exotic test equipment. The March technical session at the shack on the 28th of March will be built by Jim VK5TR and showing you how to use the Nano VNA. The John Moyle Memorial Field Day. The contest takes place on the third full weekend in March each year and runs from 0100 UTC on Saturday and from 0059 UTC on Sunday. This year it will be on the 21st and the 22nd of March. Team up with some other members and go portable to operate this contest. More news next Sunday morning, and a new calendar will be on the web by the end of this weekend. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. You can also send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.